Well,
I could
all
tell
right.
that this is going to be a complete bummer for me. I'm going to hear the story.
No,
I'm going to be you're going
thank
to lead
you.
me on, and
Thank
then you're going
you.
to tell me some stupid ass story like you came in your pants as soon as you walked in the door, and then you went Greek dancing, and everything was great.
I think I've heard my mom talk about her sex life to me like three times.
As far as I know, they've had sex four times and it resulted in four children.
My parents are openly talking about it all the time. It's disgusting.
Welcome to Sex Talk with my mom. I'm Cam Poder.
And I'm Karen Lee Poder.
My mother is a self-proclaimed sex expert and cougar.
And my son is a self-proclaimed stand-up comic, clown, and mime.
It's just getting longer and longer.
That intro. And today...
Wait, hold on. Before today, for all of our new listeners, this podcast is hosted by my mother and myself. We talk about all the things you're not supposed to talk about with your parents, which includes sex,
drugs,
orgies in the desert,
and rock and roll.
And here's a quick little story to get you into the headspace that I'm currently in. Mother, I wanted to share with you a quick story.
I love your quick stories. I always like to call them quickies.
A little quickie.
Yeah.
As you know, last episode, we were discussing play parties.
You went to a play party.
No, I did not go to a play party.
Damn, that would have been hilarious.
You got so excited just now.
Yes, I would have been very excited if you had gone to the play party. But anyway, go on.
I got a text response from the girl that was mentioned in the intro of the play party episode.
Okay.
And just to recap, in the play party episode, I introduced it by saying, I just made a friend who goes to play parties, and I'm going to try to weasel my way into them.
Yeah, I was so excited about that for you.
So then,
midday today,
I receive a message out of nowhere from this friend. Of course you're invited, silly.
Oh.
Winky face.
You're invited to a play party.
The invitation has been sent.
Are you going?
Yes, I'm going.
No way. When is this going to happen? This is hilarious. I cannot handle it.
There's no definite date or time. There's just an open invitation. And my response was basically a lot of exclamation points and party hats and favors.
Okay. You need to get prepared.
What do you mean I need to get prepared?
You better go back on the 21-day masturbation challenge. You better start edging the shit out of yourself.
I was thinking, I'm going to, upon entry, I will ejaculate.
That's what I was thinking.
As soon as I see there are a bunch of people having sex, I'm going to have an ejaculation explosion.
Howard Stern just had a guy on that said the same thing, that he comes so quickly that if he gets a prostitute, it doesn't matter what they look like, he'll just come immediately.
I think I need to bring a change of clothes.
Cam, you're not going to be wearing clothes, remember?
No,
maybe bring a towel.
Before I even take my clothes off, will be an explosion.
Oh, shit. You better get control over this thing.
Could you imagine if I show up to the play party with a little suitcase saying, I'm here. I know I'm not going to stay the night, but I just need to.
Stay the night? Unbelievable.
Green light.
So this you feel good about?
I think I feel good about it.
Okay.
Yeah. What?
Well, I mean, like, as opposed to like the Nina Hartley thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm into this idea. This feels very natural.
Natural? In what way does this feel natural for you?
This is a natural extension of my life. You know, some things that I find myself in. You know,
it's a bucket list item.
Going to play party. Going to play. Invitation to play.
I hate to say this, puts pressure on me to go to play parties now.
Yeah, because I don't know if you remember, but in the last episode, you said, "Oh, I got an idea. Why don't I go to one in either Chicago or L.A.?
Oh, my God.
And you go to one in New York, and then we can compare." That was verbatim out of your mouth.
Oh, no. I said, why don't we go to the dungeon?
Nah, nah, nah.
I thought it was a dungeon thing.
Well, dungeon, play party, these can be
there's
a very similar thing.
No, there's a big difference there. Big difference. Big, big, huge difference, because one is like almost like mandatory participation, I would think. The play party, right?
You're suggesting... No.
You think it's more you're just going to observe?
No. This girl told me that she went to one and she had such a fun time in the other room where they were doing Greek dancing that she didn't even end up in the hookup room.
I have absolutely no desire to go to any place where people are doing Greek dancing.
I love Greek dancing. This is actually part of the play.
If you come back from this experience and tell me that you went Greek dancing instead of had any kind of sexual encounter, I'll be sadly disappointed. Very disappointed. I would be so fucking bummed out if you come back and then, guess what, Mom? I didn't do any actual playing, but I did have a great time doing salsa dancing.
Greek. I don't know many people who do Greek dancing, so I think.
Oh my God! Go to Greek Town for crying out loud!
Or maybe I'll go to Greek Town.
Zorba the Greek. You know that.
I love that. I think it's a lot like Fiddler on the Roof. That's the type of
dancing. It's totally like those Russian Greek. They're all the same kind of dancing.
Oh, I love that shit.
So then this is nothing. Oh my God. I am like going through a roller coaster of emotions with you right now. On one hand, I was excited for you. Next thing I hear, you're talking about Greek dancing. What the hell?
There's going to be playing of all varieties. Okay.
Okay. That's not playing. That's kind of just dancing. That's not, I don't even know why that would be considered a play party.
That is a state of play. If I enter a state of play, clowning technically is a state of play.
If you start miming over there, that is going to be highly disappointing. Highly.
Miming sex? I came to mime sex with myself. Oh, my God.
You've already done that. You've done that on Silicon Valley. You're not doing that again. I could tell that this is going to be a complete, complete bummer for me. I'm going to hear the story.
No,
I'm going to be going to lead me on.
Thank
and then
you.
You're going to tell me some stupid-ass story like you came in your pants as soon as you walked in the door and then you went Greek dancing and everything was great.
Okay, thank you for that prediction.
I do not want that to happen. Do not let me down on this one, okay?
Jesus Christ, that's all I need to hear in the back of my head while I'm entering the play party. Your voice saying, don't let me down. What the fuck? What the fuck?
I have to somehow, you know, just live vicariously through your life.
How about you live vicariously through your own goddamn life?
Oh,
you can go to the play party and
get I'm scared of the play parties. I'm scared. I'm scared there's going to be like this big, hairy, gross guy that's going to like go, you over here, you know?
Oh.
Yeah, well, that's my luck, okay?
That's my
Some
luck
guy
as well.
With a
Could
bunch
you
of-
imagine? Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You know, if the guy's going to be like hairy, disgusting, who have like you. Like moles on his back or something. I'll be like focusing on the fact that he doesn't have teeth on one side of his mouth or something. I don't even think I have any desire to do this. You're not going. You said there's a lot of good looking people there. I'm going to end up at one with a bunch of old cronies that they used to be on like
said,
HBO
said,
Real Sex.
She said there's a lot of good looking people there.
Yeah,
so,
that's the one you're invited to.
No,
guaranteed that's not the
knows,
one I'll
who
be
knows,
invited to.
You don't know. We might have different tastes.
I can tell you right now that I'm going to be with the old cronies that should not be naked.
What are the old cronies? What is that word, cronies?
They're going to be cronies, naked cronies, running around with their dangling penises. It's just not going to be attractive to me at all. I'm going to be like, get me the fuck out of here.
I'm already thinking, oh my God.
And D's, if I took him, would be like right in there with everybody.
Oh my God.
I already said to him the other day, I said, by the way, I had a podcast. And what do you think about this idea that we go to a dungeon and without even a 2 second gap, he said, okay, I'm in. Not even like, let me think about it. Let me ponder the implications for our relationship. I'm in.
Let's do the dungeon.
He's going to the dungeon right away.
He's going to the dungeon.
He's in. He's in.
All right. You can go to the dungeon. I'm going to the play party. I think
I would much rather go to the play party, but I just know that the people I'm going to. What?
The name play party is way more attractive to me than the dungeon.
I know, but I'm just telling you something. I know that a play party that I go to is going to be disgusting.
Why are you coming up with this?
I happen to know that it's going to be filled with people that are around my age or probably even older.
Oh.
Did I ever tell you this? That Deez and I were approached in Nashville when we were sitting at a table?
No.
The people that are in the what's it called? It's a swingers community. It was the three letters they gave me, like the SLS community or the swinging lifestyle, SL, something like that. Well, whatever it was. All I know is I'm talking to this couple. Deez is talking to this couple. Next thing I know, they asked us if we'd like to come to a swinging lifestyles thing. And we're going, what the fuck? No. First of all, I was not attracted to either one of these people.
You didn't want to swing at all.
I don't think I want to swing. Unless I know ahead of time who I'm swinging with, I'm not swinging. And I want it to be like someone like a porn star swinger. I don't want some rando.
Well, you could easily get involved with that if you wanted to.
And that's what I'm talking about.
No, all right, so if any of the people I know that can get to an attractive play party, it's you.
No, no, no.
And I would not put that money on me. Look at this.
Then I'm also thinking, big talker here gets with a porn star. I would be, after 2 minutes, I'm done. My body can't take a workout like the porn stars do. I'm done.
God
2 minutes,
damn.
I'd be done with all that stuff.
Ooh.
What are you giving a face like that for?
I don't imagine you with the workout.
Yeah, that's
I can't take a workout.
Not working out. Ooh. I'm saying that any kind of sexual activity requires energy. I don't have much. So all in all, I think I talk a big game, and I think it's going to end up, I'm going to go to the dungeon. Dee's going to get involved. I'm going to stand there watching like an idiot with my fucking tail between my legs going, what am I doing here?
Well, I will tell you that I talk a small game, and I'm going to the play party.
and you're coming back a better dancer.
I'm coming back a better dancer at the very least. That's the low bar that I'm setting for myself.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Do not. It's got to be higher
than
that.
Don't give me that shit that, oh, don't let me down. I'm going for my reasons. This is about me.
What are your reasons?
I want to play.
You can go to a goddamn playground and play with the kids.
All right, now it's getting creepy. All right, that's the update.
I don't mean play sexually with the kids. What kind of statement is that? I wasn't even thinking that way.
Because we're mixing up the play with all types of play right now. So
you're the one who brought that in as all types of play. I said there's either the sex or there's the, and you're the, oh, let's bring in Greek dancing.
Well, that's very playful. All right.
This whole thing has got me very riled up. I can't believe this. You're making me very uncomfortable.
All right, I gotta wrap this shit up. I gotta go meet some friends.
Oh, you're going to tell them about the play party? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Invitation to play? Are you kidding me?
They're going to all want to come, so to speak.
It's not a bad idea.
You're inviting all your friends
protection.
To come. Here we go with the protection.
All right.
Here we go
all
with
right.
the protection. I can't believe you just said that again. That's the second time you said that.
All right.
For the
I'll
listeners who
later.
Did not remember this, you said that you wanted to bring a friend, and what's her name? Tina said, yeah, you can bring a friend. You're probably most likely needed to bring a friend if you're a guy, and you should bring a girl. And you're like, oh, no, I wanted to bring a guy friend to protect me. That's what the quote was.
Well, then I found a girl who actually invited me to the play party so she could protect me.
Oh.
She's a sweetheart. All right. I'll talk to you later.
Love you.
Love you, too. Bye.
Bye. And that was absolutely freaking hilarious. I think you got to use that in your stand-up. That was out of control.
I will say there has been an update since we recorded that.
An update. Okay. I'm ready. I'm ready to hear the update.
I was invited.
If it involves any kind of freaking Greek dancing, forget about it, okay? Don't want to hear about it.
So I got a text from my friend, this special friend, who said there is one this Saturday.
No freaking way. No freaking way. This is really going to happen.
But it sold out within 5 minutes.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Who the fuck is going to these play parties and also checking their emails so regularly that they sign
a lot of horny people out there?
I guess so. I couldn't even get my hands on these tickets.
I don't understand. There's only one play party, and what goes on?
I'm hoping that there's another one because I only got 10 days left. There better be another one in these 10 days.
And you know what? I have a feeling that there probably are going to be play parties in Los Angeles as well that you can attend. And if not, you could start that up. It's a good source of income.
Jesus Christ. Of course you're looking for the fucking angle how to make money off. I think it's like a four. Actually, I heard my friend was telling me that in North Carolina, I think someone got arrested for hosting these parties and making money. They thought it was prostitution.
How is it prostitution if both parties pay?
I don't know. And I also don't know if it was North Carolina. So that's just like something to think about.
It could be in Utah where that's what they have sex or something.
Yeah. This brings us to a listener question that we can play right now. Are you down with that?
I'm down.
Hi, I'm a big fan of you, Cam and Karen Lee, and my question is that I have the opportunity to go to Burning Man with a camp full of porn stars and equally sexual people. And me, myself, am not, I'm pretty insecure sexually and do not have much experience, although unlike you, Cam, I do love watching porn, even though I get anxious when I'm in a sexual situation. So I'd just like to hear what you think and any advice you have. Thank you.
What was
first
that
of all, how did I get how the fuck did I get lumped into this category of porn hater?
I don't even understand. Did he just say porn stars and equally something?
Equally
what was it?
Sexual beings. Yeah. I'm also mainly curious how he found himself in this situation. I thought I was the only one that found himself in weird sex situations, being an insecure sexual guy myself. I feel like I'm not alone now.
This is the answer to all his insecurities, though. I mean, he'll feel like a champ over in that camp.
Porn stars. Here's what I will also say to this splendid listener. I'm going to Burning Man for the first time this year.
You're not going to a porn star tent, are you?
I might be going to a porn star camp as well if this guy is a friendly, inviting man.
Is that what you're doing? You're
going to
go there, and I thought you were going to be in a clown camp, and now instead you're going to end up going with this new friend of yours?
No one ever said I was going in a clown camp, Mother.
I thought you were going in a clown camp, and everybody's
going to
dress around with red
camp.
Noses and all that kind of
no,
stuff.
No, although if there were one of those, I would definitely be there in a heartbeat. I bet there is one. I'm going to search that out. I'm also going to search out this porn star thing. There's something about...
Oh, yeah, you could easily... I got all kinds of porn stars that you could be with. You know that Jesse Dubai... I don't think that's your type of... But it, you had... Cindy Starfall would totally be into you.
Okay, I don't need my mother setting me up with porn stars. But I think there's something about this idea of being in an environment where the main focus is just a bunch of people having sex that kind of relieves the pressure of that comes with the emotions of having sex. I think there's something there. Do you see what I'm saying with this?
Yeah, definitely. Everybody's thinking about it. It's not like it's like the white elephant in the room.
Right. No one's going to the situation thinking, oh, my God, is this person going to want a relationship with me? Am I going to hurt this person? Is this person going to hurt me? What is this person going to expect from me after this? Everyone's thinking,
especially
oh, my God,
single.
It's going to be fun to cup this guy's balls. Or is it going to be, it might be interesting to lick this thing.
Wait, you're going to cup some guy's balls?
I'm not going to cup some guy's balls. I'm just saying that's a potential thing that someone could be thinking.
Why did you say cup some guy's balls? That was the first thing you thought of.
I was thinking someone might want to cup my balls. I don't know. Oh. Who knows? I'm not going to say I'm not
going
to cup some
guy's. You're being very liberal-minded about going in there cupping men's balls?
I'm going to Burning Man. I'm opening my mind. I'm doubtful that I'm going to cup a ball, but I don't know. Maybe I don't have much desire to cup a ball, but maybe I will. Who knows?
Oh my God, this is hilarious.
It's unlikely. Don't get your hopes up. But
I don't know that my hope would be that you'd cup some guy's balls. I mean, I don't know what my hope would be. I just would hope.
I don't
have
know
fun.
Why you have hopes in this situation at all.
I just don't want you to come back and tell me that there was a wild orgies going on and that you ended up in a clown tent or something
like that. I don't understand why you even have a stake in this game. Why are we going back to this discussion again?
No, we're not going to go back. Let's move on.
MoveOn.org. MoveOn.org. I want to give.
Move on down the road.
I want to
move on down. Sorry, go.
I want to do a quick update about, because I haven't really talked about my New York experience. I'm still in New York. And basically,
have you cupped any balls since you've been in New York?
I've cupped zero balls besides my own, which doesn't happen that regularly anyway.
do you have low T?
What the fuck kind of question is that?
I don't know. You've been complaining recently that you haven't been very horny, so maybe you have low testosterone, or maybe you haven't gotten out of sleep.
Okay, I'm getting enough sleep. Thank you, Mother. Mm-hmm. But I also think there's something about... all right. For the listeners, I decided to come to New York mainly because I visited. It was super fun. Then I had this guy on the show, Eric Vidal, who was talking about how there's a 6-to-1 ratio of single women to single men in New York City. So I said, oh, this would be an interesting area to check out romantically, sexually, whatever. I thought of myself going on this very huge
sexual journey,
eat, pray, love, sexual journey, fucking everything in sight. I will say it has been a drought.
A drought?
A drought is how I would best describe the summer. I had one sexual encounter.
Yeah. There you go. That's one more than most people.
I thought I was going to just completely morph into a different human when I moved to New York. And
why, though?
Not.
Why? I mean, New York, it's a tough community. It's like that. You're kind of like not that kind of mentality, though. You're not like a dog eat dog mentality. You know, you're not a bro kind of person.
Okay,
not that all bro people would be in New York, but you just feel. I feel like New Yorkers are a little more aggressive than most of the United States, and you're not really aggressive.
Okay. First of all,
can be aggressive if someone is taking something from you. I've seen you in turn into Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde in the moment's notice.
Yeah, you don't see me in all of my situations, Mother. You don't get to see all the angles. You don't know my sexual side of me, luckily.
I don't.
I could be very aggressive.
Oh, okay.
In fact, someone recently asked me if when it comes, do I play more of the masculine or feminine role in the bedroom, you know, which do I prefer?
The dom or the sub?
Yeah, that's another way. I know some people are going to hate these terms, but for the sake of discussion, basically masculine is the more dominant, the feminine is submissive.
Alpha versus beta.
But also all men could be feminine or masculine. All women could be feminine or masculine. It doesn't matter. I'm not assigning it to gender. Let's move on. You get the point. So this girl asked me this, and I said, you know, what do you think I would say, Mother?
Well, what do I think? I think after you just built it up that you're going to say dom.
Well, I didn't. I did not. I said I'm more...
You're the sub?
No, I like to I'm more versatile.
You like going in and out.
I like playing both sides. I like exploring how far into that area we can go. I mean, for me, a lot of people can go very far, like BDSM.
I just had this vision of you with this like ball in your mouth that you took off your nose when you were clowning and you stuck it in your mouth.
I haven't come close to that, though. That's a brilliant idea.
With black leather all over you and chains and this girl with high heels and whips.
So I would say I'm more centrist or moderate, but I do have an interest in exploring, you know, both sides.
That's good.
Yeah. It's an interesting question to ask our listeners if they have also wonder where that comes from, that desire to if some people have one side that they like to play and what or one, you know, position they play.
Well, I think it's a whole thing about being curious, you know, and that's what human beings in general are, just curious. I've listened to a lot of Esther Perel, and she's all about that both sexes are driven by this curiosity, by the riskiness, the passion, the excitement, the, you know, and it's counterintuitive to the sensitive, romantic, you know, stable, all that kind of stuff. It's hard to balance that, and that's why a lot of people cheat to try to find that excitement.
Yeah, but there are some people that, you know, if you want to make this a soccer analogy, because I'm a huge soccer guy. Just kidding.
Oh, I know you are.
There are people that like to play the forward. People like to play the defense, and there are midfielders who go back and forth between the two. I think I'm a midfielder. Some people just like to play. Some people are in the goal. The fucking goalies.
What do you think I am?
I'm going to guess my mother's sexual preferences?
Yes.
You've talked about it repeatedly.
Oh, damn. Okay.
You much prefer the submissive role.
Yeah, I like being submissive now and then. And I also think that there are people out there that are in very high-powered careers and don't like to be the dom all the time and they like to take that submissive role.
So you don't... Do you ever like to take the dom role?
Yeah. I'm all about imagination and role playing, all that kind of
stuff. So you're playing all over the fucking field. I don't even have a field.
I don't have a field because I also got a partner with ADD, and I'm slightly ADD. So the whole ADD comes into play, and it's who knows what the hell is going to happen from one moment to the next. But I do have one of my patrons and avid listener to our podcast named Paul had something to say about what he recommends for me.
Go for it.
Here, I sent it to you. Can you read it? Can you read?
He writes, Paul says, I'm totally convinced after reading your exhibitionist comment that you would love being an observer at a swinger party when you are ready. When you get back to L.A., Nina could take you to one with Deez, your boyfriend. The same holds true for Chicago, but no Nina.
Nina as in Nina Hartley.
Yes. I really think you should check out local poly meetups and go to their meetings. That doesn't mean you are poly, but you will meet the community and be able to talk and ask questions openly. This is a not strings attached situation for you. You should consider checking out local nudist camps with Deez. I truly think you would fit right in. Finally, I think you could go to a Chicago dungeon as an observer. I can find out info for you. You have to beat Cam and attend a dungeon. What the? You have to beat Cam and attend a dungeon event first and break it to him on your podcast? Cam will definitely find a circle of friends in the BDSM community if he can get past his initial fears. That's all, Paul. I hadn't read that last part of this.
Well, Paul is apparently my new producer.
This is a race for who can get to the dungeon the fastest, my mother
apparently,
and me?
Paul has put the pressure on us, apparently.
I have a feeling I'm going to run into some serious shit at Burning Man, by the way.
S&M shit?
I don't know. Who knows?
Well, I know I heard from one of your friends who said that last time he went, he was in the middle of a... Everyone got in the shower and they soaped the shit out of each other. And that sounded extremely erotic and...
Oh, my God.
I mean, that would be fun. I'm just telling you, do it now when you're at your age as opposed to when you're my age, because that's not going to look pretty.
You like that, listener? That goes back to you.
Do it now.
Do it now. Do it proud. I also want to finish. I think we got sidetracked with my thoughts on New York and why. I don't think it's that the opportunities were not unfolding. It's that I was not pushing myself to actually go and find random hookups.
Let's just call it as it is. I mean, random hookups are still, they're still like uncomfortable. You still have to deal with the whole, like, we're not sure if these people are mentally stable, if they have diseases, they got all kind. I mean, there's all kinds of shit that can happen when you end up with someone. What if the person has terrible breath?
Right. And so basically, I find myself, I mean, I get horny from time to time. And,
I'm so happy to hear this.
But by the time that I've actually solidified a date or a drink where I can have sex, the phase has already passed. I'm back to normal, Cam.
What do you mean the phase has already passed? What are you
talking
about?
The horniness has passed. So I have no desire.
And then it goes away? What is it? What
goes
on?
Yes, it doesn't stay there. The horniness comes.
What happens?
I try to meet up with someone.
What gets you horny?
Who knows? It could be fucking walking down the street. I smell a little perfume in the air. I get fucking horny. Who knows?
Okay. So something gets you horny. You think, oh, I should go get laid. And then you figure out.
I try to message someone on Hinge, on Tinder. They respond I don't know. And then
what do you mean 6 hours? I see my friend's Tinder. There's swiping going on all the time. What do you mean 6 hours later someone responds?
Very, very big delay response from my network.
Okay. I have a question.
Yeah.
What the hell picture did you put on? Did you put yourself in some weird clowning freaky?
Get the hell out of here with that. You know, you took the pictures. Actually, the picture you took of me is doing quite well.
I didn't know. I had absolutely forgotten about that picture.
It was
a good picture.
It bears no weight because I'm not meeting up with anyone.
And did you also add other clowny weird pictures?
No, I did not add any.
I know
other.
You did.
No,
I know
did
you,
not. No, I did not, Mother. Stop it.
Okay, so you just had that one picture that I took that it was really a good picture, so I can't imagine why there weren't millions of girls swiping left.
They do. They eventually swipe. Some of them, a couple of them swipe left, and then I try to meet up with them, and then, first of all, swipe right, not swipe left.
Of course I got that wrong. If there's a way to get something wrong, I will get it wrong.
So then I try to meet up, but by the time we try to meet up, The phase has passed. I'm not horny. So basically, what I'm aroused by is the emotional connection. If I really feel connected to someone, then I am like aroused all the goddamn time, walking around with a boner like a fucking madman. But until I feel that, it's not gonna exist. And so then it doesn't matter what city I'm in. If I'm in New York where there's tons of women, or LA where there's it's seemingly much harder. it doesn't quite matter unless I feel the emotional connection in the first place. So, you know, the whole experiment has come, I've concluded, is garbage.
Your experiment into Don Juan of New York has gone down the tubes.
Down the tubes. It was a garbage idea.
The thing is, it really, you can find women anywhere. It's just a question of just being in the right mental state.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? You were doing quite well in Los Angeles, by the way.
Thank you. I went to a meditation club event last night.
What's the silence?
And
what?
This is...
I missed that. What you
said? It's a meditation club. It's like a meditation club. It's like this bougie, like hip, trendy. They're making spirituality a trend, which is not my favorite thing in the world. But it is giving people opportunities to go meditate together, create community, which is nice. And it also happens to attract extremely attractive people. I mean, people are getting
really men and women. God.
Men and women. I go there and I'm just trying to meditate. I'm not trying to fucking get laid. And all I can think about is I'm sitting there.
And there's a good looking girl next to you.
The girls, I'm surrounded. I'm like, this is like a fantasy land.
And I'm starting to grow resentful. Why are those good looking girls interrupting my serenity and meditation?
I'm trying to be serene. I'm not trying to get aroused over here.
Oh my God. That is hilarious. So, you know, can I use that on my YouTube channel? Guys always say, where can I meet women? I'm going to start saying meditation classes.
Yeah, I can't even tell you how attractive the women are. And there's 250 people that attended this event.
You know, Gary Vee, as we know, I'm obsessed with him. He said that's the new thing. The new thing is meditation.
All right. This is not contributing to the show in any way.
Okay. Anyway. Moving on, your experiment was a complete dud.
It was a dud, except it got me way involved in the New York stand-up scene, which I've really enjoyed.
That's good.
And
also,
that's something that doesn't exist in other places.
You had to experience it in order to know, otherwise you'd always be curious.
Yeah, and who knows? I might change later on. But there's always that in the back of my head. Am I going to be like 55 and having had sex with the same person for 20 years and being like, why didn't you have sex with all the people you could have had sex with at 28? You ended at your fingertips.
Are you blaming this whole thing on me?
I'm not blaming it on you. I'm wondering what my 55-year-old self will say.
Well, you're smart to wonder that.
But my 55-year-old self might say, no, if I'm horny now, maybe I was smarter when I was 28 and I could have gotten back in that playful mindset where it was more important the emotional connection and blah, 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 blah.
I mean, I was 23 when I became completely monogamous. Actually, 21, really. So I had a lot more to say about that than you at 28.
And you have you had regret?
Sex since. I've had sex since.
Regret.
Had I had regret? I had more temptations, I think, because I was 21 when I was loyal. So it was a very difficult thing to stay monogamous. Mm. Temptations, I would say, not necessarily regret.
Temptations when you were younger, when you were around 21.
No, I was married for 24 years and added two more of engagement onto that. So
why do you say there's more temptations throughout the whole experience?
What I'm trying to say is that you're 28 and you've had some sexual experience. I had not had a lot of sexual experience prior to when I got married. So when you don't have a lot, then you always kind of wonder, like, well, you know. So that's why
I always
tell
people,
go
wonder. It never seems enough. Like I don't know.
What do you
know.
Mean never enough? If you had sex with, you know, hundreds of women, you're not going to feel the need once you do commit to someone to have.
I'm under 10. I think I'm around the 10 area still.
10?
I don't know.
I could probably count more than that from you.
I have no idea. I don't think that's right.
Definitely more than 10.
I don't think so.
You've had several girlfriends since you've been to LA, and I know you had sex with them. And you just had a one-night stand. We're up to 3 or 4 already, and not to mention college. I'm telling you, way over 10. You're probably at 15 or 20.
No. You're overestimating.
All right, whatever. We're not going to start
counting
your notches on your bedpost.
Jesus Christ.
I just think that you know, the good thing is that you have had different experiences. One night stands.
10 versus 100 is very different. I'm still very torn on the thing. I just can't bring myself to actually.
Well, wait till you go to this play party.
Oh, so yeah, brings it full circle. I like the idea of entering a situation where everyone knows the emotions are not what you're there for. The emotional connection is not what you're there for.
that's why this Burning Man thing is a good call there.
All right. With that, I think we should wrap it up.
I'll wrap it.
Also wrap it up, just to our listeners.
You just, no pressure, but you do have 2 more weeks to experience New York.
That's a lot of pressure, and I have 10 days.
Okay.
All right. Well, if you like this podcast, please share it with a friend.
And review it.
If you really like this podcast, please review it on the iTunes store.
And if you really love it and you want us to keep going, because the two of us are really working real hard for very little money here, we have a Patreon page. It's patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom. Go there. As little as, what, $1, $5 a month, you can make us so happy, and we will give you shout-outs on Instagram. You got to see some of those shout-outs, by the way. They're pretty darn funny.
The review of the week comes from Mr. Gazy. Entertainment at its finest is the subject line. This podcast is great. Binge listening material. Cam talks with his mother about a range of sexually charged topics, so you don't have to. Karen is also an expert on the subject, so you may learn something along the way.
Woohoo!
Short, sweet. Love you, Mr. Gazy.
How do you know Mr. Gazy?
He's one of my best friends. Okay, so it's a little biased. The review is a little biased.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Well,
thank you guys
very
much.
I love you too, Mr. Gazy.
Send us your thoughts at sextalkpodcast@gmail.com. Leave us a voicemail at 323-472-4237. We'd love to hear from you.
And don't forget, let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the reviews and the Patreon, new Patreon, please.
Bye. Bye.